unlocking customer value and flexibility in Europe. Written by Kate Reed. Everyone is talking about the transformation of the energy system. But what exactly does this transformation involve? Like elsewhere across the globe, the European Union's energy system is undergoing a profound transformation. This transformation is characterized by decentralization, digitization, and decarbonization, and is being accelerated by geopolitical risks and disruption. Decentralization represents a shift away from a few large-scale power generation facilities towards a network of small distributed renewable energy sources. This includes solar panels on rooftops and battery storage units, which are being installed by European households at record levels. Encouraged by government subsidies and soaring electricity prices, consumers are installing batteries to maximize self-consumption from their rooftop PV, reaching an attachment rate of 27% in 2021. This means 27% of the new residential PV installations included a battery. Anecdotally, this is as high as 95% in the UK at the moment. Digitization. The digital transformation in the European energy sector is harnessing advanced technologies, including artificial intelligence and machine learning tools, to optimize energy use and manage the complexity and variability of renewable energy sources, and to ensure the smooth operation of decentralized grids. Decarbonization. Transitioning from traditional fossil fuel-based energy sources to renewable, low-carbon energy sources such as wind, solar, and hydropower is critical to meeting climate goals. The European Union's ambitious targets for reducing greenhouse gas emissions has been effective in promoting energy efficiency and increasing the share of renewable energy. Surging prices due to the Ukraine war have also seen natural gas demand in the European Union fall in 2022 by 13%, while a record high of around 50 gigawatts of wind and solar was installed in the European Union in 2022, thanks to ongoing policy support from programs such as REPowerEU. Flexibility is essential to a successful transition. The shift away from traditional sources of energy towards renewable energy, including distributed energy resources such as rooftop solar and battery storage, means there will be a growing need for flexibility to ensure a real-time effective orchestration between the electricity being generated and the electricity being consumed in the system, to ensure the appropriate performance of the transmission and distribution networks while minimizing the electricity costs for system operators and ultimately end consumers. Consumers on the demand side will provide some of this flexibility. The magnitude of the potential for demand side flexibility in Europe by 2030 was recently modeled by the association SmartN and the consulting company DNV in a study published last September. With a forecasted peak load of 752 gigawatts in the 27 states of the EU in 2030, flexible capacity could account for about 20% of it. The right incentives, market mechanisms, and innovative service offerings are necessary to motivate consumers to provide flexibility using their hot water, electric vehicles, behind-the-meter storage and heating and cooling systems. Fortunately, the market reforms taking place in Europe, combined with enabling energy management technologies, is making it possible for energy suppliers to collaborate with their customers and mutually benefit from providing flexibility to the system. The European Commission has progressively been putting in place measures to encourage demand-side flexibility. Different shades of time of use and dynamic tariffs are widely available across Europe, thanks to the EU introducing a directive that all EU states must implement dynamic pricing international law by 2025. The implementation of dynamic pricing is crucial for influencing consumption habits to correspond with the real-time generation of power. This is advantageous for both those who consume electricity and those who supply it. When energy companies introduce flexible pricing, they motivate users to utilize electricity when the sun is shining or wind is blowing, rather than during customary peak times. This can potentially diminish the requirement for capital expenditure in supplementary power generation, distribution, and associated costs. The role of the demand response and the independent aggregator was also formalized in the EU Directive 2019/944. According to the European Commission, independent aggregators have now been recognized in the national legislation of 19 member states. This paves the way for innovative new market participants to bundle DERs and create virtual power plants of a sizable capacity that becomes eligible to participate in wholesale, balancing and capacity markets. In March of this year, the European Commission put forward a further package of measures in a proposal to encourage the use of flexible resources, in gigawatts, on the demand side and to unlock their potential for flexibility, in gigawatt hours. In an effort to enhance power system flexibility, member states will be obligated to evaluate their requirements and set goals for increasing non-fossil fuel flexibility. They will also have the opportunity to implement new support programs, specifically focusing on demand response and storage. Additionally, system operators are empowered to obtain demand reduction during peak hours. Alongside this package, the Commission also provided recommendations to member states regarding the development of storage innovation, technologies, and capacities. Echoes of Australia's energy transformation. The journey that Europe is on is very similar to the one already experienced in Australia. The national electricity market in Australia has experienced significant changes in recent years, driven by a high penetration of renewables and an increasing deployment of DER, such as rooftop solar PV and battery storage systems. Out of necessity, Australia has been pioneering ways of managing a system characterized by high levels of renewables and distributed energy. In response to the shift to consumer-driven distributed energy, governments, market bodies, system operators, industry and consumers have undertaken numerous trials exploring dynamic tariffs, demand response and aggregation as a tool for managing electricity supply and demand in the NEM. These trials have demonstrated the ability of DER to provide flexibility services and prompted the implementation of a number of market reforms. New innovative services and business models, including home energy management systems, HEMS, and VPPs, have emerged as a result and are now reaching scale and maturity in Australia. How can Evergen help? For Evergen, all of this presents opportunities. Our ability to integrate to virtually any DER without additional hardware means we can collect streams of data from almost any device to deliver insights, optimization and orchestration for energy suppliers and their customers in any given market. By predicting energy needs and market conditions, Evergen optimizes and orchestrates mixed DER assets such as PV, batteries, EV chargers and hot water systems. This means energy suppliers, leveraging Evergen's advanced analytics and energy management software, can offer services to their customers that go beyond the traditional sale of kilowatt hours and generate benefits for both the supplier and the customer while supporting the grid. This is good news for everyone.